Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We've only got 10 guys on the field. They're down and 7. This one is launched from McLaurin. He's got it! Touchdown! Touchdown, Terry McLaurin!
All right, Joe Buck, Monday Night Football, ESPN, ABC on the call. As you may remember, that amazing hookup with Robert Griffin, with Jaden Daniels. Sorry about that, guys. With Jaden Daniels, with a couple of minutes left to go in that Monday night win against, at that point, desperate Cincinnati. And Cincinnati was about to go to 0-3, and ultimately they did. And Terry got it hooked up, and we played you the touchdown in the first regular season game against Dallas for 86. Before, we just played you that touchdown, 4 catches, 100 yards, the lone touchdown there on 6 targets. Terry McLaurin had 13 regular season touchdowns, right? 13 regular season touchdowns. And then Terry McLaurin just said, you know, that's not good enough. I'm going to score a touchdown in every one of our playoff games, and I'm going to finish the year with 16 touchdowns in 20 games. Does that sound like an easy negotiation to you? Does that sound like a guy who's just here to be nice? Who's just here to be a commander to you? Or does that sound like a guy who says, you know what? I've got all the leverage in the world. Sure, I'm under contract. Sure, I'm Mr. Nice Guy. Sure, I am the most, you know, 1A popular guy in the organization, along with Jaden Daniels. But man, this is the last time I'm going to get paid this kind of money. And somebody would pay me this kind of money if they aren't willing to. And if somebody has to be a bad guy, at least for a little while, I'll be the bad guy. I'll wear the crown. Because people think I deserve to get paid. The market says I deserve to get paid. His year and his performance in the regular season and the postseason says Terry McLaurin deserves to get paid. Are you worried at all that they haven't made really any progress, according to Jordan Schultz? And listen, you can surmise where that report is coming from. I don't like to do this if I don't have to, and I don't have to, but you can surmise where frustration from Terry McLaurin is coming from. But it may not just be one person who's got Terry's best interests in mind. It could be more. Could be Terry. It could be friends of Terry? Who knows? Nobody knows. But the notion that this was going to be an easy negotiation, I never understood that at all. We haven't talked a ton about it because we've been so busy with everything else. But again, we've mentioned it as, probably November of last year. I started mentioning, hey man, the number one offseason priority is going to be an extension for Terry McLaurin. He's having a monster year. He's a year away from free agency. He's arguably your, again, 1A best player. I don't know if there's an argument about that. But him and Jade. And the market has exploded, as it often does. Started talking about this probably late last November, early December, and have just steadily mentioned it, and then all of a sudden everybody woke up at the end of January and said, oh, yeah, Terry McLaurin probably deserves to get paid. Oh, yeah, he's got 1 year left on his deal. And then everybody was like, oh, Terry McLaurin's not there. And we said last week, he pulled the same exact thing, the same exact leverage window last 3 years ago. He did the same exact thing. He was there for the beginning. As soon as the media comes, as soon as the on-field workouts, poof, like the magic dragon, Terry goes by. And Terry's got leverage, and Terry's got the ability to do that. And we all know what Terry is as a person and what Terry is as a football player and as a leader. I don't feel negative towards Terry McLaurin in any way, shape, or form at all, one bit right now. Now, talk to me at the end of July. If he holds out of training camp, if we get to the beginning of September and Terry McLaurin is still holding out and it's getting ugly and there's no deal and it's all anybody could talk about, and Terry McLaurin's still not there, even though he's under contract, might have a different argument, might have a different perspective. For right now, and for the foreseeable future, I don't see anything wrong with Terry using whatever leverage he has by not being at voluntary workouts. And as Jordan Schultz mentioned, maybe not being at mandatory minicamp. And I'll give you one further. Again, people forget this. Terry was not just absent for voluntary workouts 3 years ago. Terry was absent completely for the mandatory minicamp. He was not there. And then they got the deal done in late June. But they only got a 3-year extension. That's right. They only did a 3-year extension, which it was great that Ron Rivera and the Marty Party and everybody got the deal done. It was great. And it avoided a lot of drama. But it was only a 3-year extension. Terry McLaurin right now is 30 years old. He's got 1 year left on his contract because the 2026 year is void. Now, it's going to cost the Commanders in 2026, $5.6 million under the cap. Whether he's with them, not with them, contract extension, non-contract extension, what have you. That's the problem with voidable years, right? They add it to lower the per-year cost. He's got a 5.6 void charge for 2026, meaning next year, whether he's with the team or not with the team. Very similar to Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins, so on and so forth. Okay, but at a much smaller level. $5.6 million, bottom line, that is automatically on next year's salary cap, whether he's with them or not. For this year, Terry McLaurin counts for $25.5 against the salary cap. He's got a $15.5 base, a 5.6 prorated signing bonus, which we just mentioned for next year, but that's every year of the deal, right? Because they spread it out. So he's got $ He's got a roster bonus of $2.8 million, a workout bonus of $500,000, a per game roster bonus of $850,000. However, we get to all of that, it counts 25.5 against the cap. Right. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Terry McLaurin is not getting traded. Terry McLaurin is not getting released, obviously, but he's not getting traded. Certainly not right now. Or anytime soon. Now, again, talk to me on September 1st. We might have a different situation. So there was a rumor that I saw my guy Denton Day respond to, and my pal Athan texted me about. It was from this mind-numbing Twitter account that I don't even know why we follow some of these things and why we don't mute them. I do as many of them as I can. It was like some NFL rumor site that said the Chargers were monitoring potential trade talks for Terry McLaurin. Okay. Whatever. Here's the deal. Again, the Commanders can force Terry McLaurin to play this year under his contract because he is under contract, and they can fine him every day that he's out for the mandatory minicamp, training camp, every regular season week, all that stuff. And he obviously loses his money. And if he doesn't report by, I think it's week 9 or whatever it is, he loses the year of tenure. Or not tenure, but the year of service time. And the contract doesn't, it rolls over. So Terry is going to play at some point this year. The question is whether it's going to be with a new contract or not. And much more likely that it will be with a new contract than not, but I can't guarantee that. And if it's the new contract, what is it? And this is just real quickly what I said last, again, on Tuesday afternoon, right after this show ended. I went over on the other side of the hallway to the major leagues, and I appeared on Grant and Danny's show on the Beltway Blitz. And I said, they asked me directly about Terry McLaurin. I said, listen, I think Terry will get done. But what if Terry wants 4 years? A 4-year extension? What if Terry wants $33, $34, $35 million per year? And Grant basically said something similar to, well, I mean, you know, Terry's the ultimate commander, and Adam Peters talks about that, and you got to sign him. Yes. But that doesn't mean Terry's got to sign for a 3-year extension worth $28 million or $29 million or even $30 million. Now, Terry is about as unselfish as you're going to find, but he's not dumb. He realizes this is likely, not definitively, likely his last big shot at the apple. And the market dictates that Terry McLaurin deserves not 28 or 29 or 30. It dictates that he should probably get somewhere around $33 to $35 million per year. Now, there are different elements at play here. We're going to try and go over some of them and make it as simple as we can. Terry McLaurin, one of the things hurting him is his age. One of the things helping him is the monster season he's coming off of. He's got all the leverage. Hey, Mac, you wanted to chime in real quick?
Yeah, I don't want to step on our callers because the caller said something interesting too, Jason from Laurel. But I want to know what you, how do you feel like as a, I know you're not a fan per se, but if you're looking at this from like an outsider's point of view, like what's a number where you're like, okay, that's a deal that works out for both the Commanders? Because to your point, like you don't, with Terry's age and like where he is at wide receiver, I would say somewhere around 10 is where most people would put him. 10, maybe 15.
Oh, you mean 10 in the league?
Yeah, like around like how people look at him and where he ranks as in talent-wise. So you don't want to pay that person like 35 or 36 million. So I think you make a good point about like Yeah, the deal will get done, but like we need to look in like how, because we've seen contracts kind of hamper franchises. Yep. So what do you think is a good, where it's like, oh, that works for Terry and that works for the organization?
Well, so what works for the organization is obviously the lowest number possible, right? And also what works better for the organization is a 3-year extension, not a 4. Okay. Again, this is going to be about money and this is going to be about years, not just one or the other. Okay, and people will boil it down to, oh, it's just about money. No, no, no. It's about money and years. I would say this. The number one thing hurting Terry McLaurin, no doubt about it, is his age now, 30. His age when an extension would kick in, 31. And the fact that he's not one of these chiseled freaks, right? Not that everybody is. I mean, CeeDee Lamb is not a chiseled freak. Tyreek Hill is not a chiseled freak. But they have special, special, special talent. Terry McLaurin, I think, has special talent, but I don't think he has special, special, special talent, if that makes sense. He's not Ja'Marr Chase. We know that. He's not Justin Jefferson. We know that. Is he DK Metcalf? We can examine that. But the thing that is hurting Terry McLaurin more than anything else is the fact that he's 30 years old right now, and he'll be 31 technically by the time an extension kicks in. Unless they rip up this final year of the deal and just do a straight up 4-year deal. And so it starts now when he's 30. Which may be the most advantageous situation to both. But we can discuss that down the line. So I would say, again, based on the market, based on various other factors, Terry McLaurin is going to probably want between $33 and $35 million per year. And Terry McLaurin is probably going to want a 4-year extension. The average for Ja'Marr Chase per year is 40.25. The average for Justin Jefferson is 35 even. The average for CeeDee Lamb is 34 even. The average for DK Metcalf is just a hair under $33 million. A.J. Brown, $32 million. Amon-Ra St. Brown, $30 million. And slight change. Tyreek Hill, $30 million. He's the only one of that list that I mentioned that's actually older than Terry McLaurin. But when healthy, he's faster and more explosive. But he's the only one. The Commanders are probably trying to get Terry to sign for $30 million per year, which is the average of Ayuk, Hill, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Terry is probably looking at it and saying, Doug, I need slightly more than DK Metcalf. Maybe not as much as CeeDee Lamb, maybe as much as CeeDee Lamb. I don't think he can realistically ask for as much as Justin Jefferson at 35, but could he ask for it? Sure. Could he expect it? That's where I would say, no. But again, Justin Jefferson's 26, Ja'Marr Chase is 25, CeeDee Lamb's 26, DK Metcalf's 28, A.J. Brown's 28, Amon-Ra St. Brown's 26. Tyreek is the only guy in that group that's older than Terry. Right? T. Higgins, 26. Brandon Ayuk, 27, coming off a torn ACL. So, what I would say is probably a meeting of the minds, and this is just me using some quick calculations and contracts that are already established and age and production and system and character and leadership and everything that goes into this. I would probably venture a guess that Terry's probably asking for $34, $35 million. The Commanders are probably offering around $29 or $30 million, and hopefully, you meet in the middle at around $32 million. And the question, again, will become whether it's a 3-year extension or whether it's a 4-year extension. Part of the problem with the Ron Rivera regime, besides a lot of other things, is when Terry McLaurin was 27 years old, they only gave him a 3-year extension. If they would have given him a 4-year extension, if they would have negotiated that out, maybe they tried, I don't know, but it didn't happen, then Terry would technically be under contract for two more years at this point. Talking about a different game, even though he might very well still be asking for a new contract. But because of that contract extension only being a three-year contract extension when they gave it to him, we're back in this position again 3 years later. So there's the nuts and bolts. Again, if I had to guess, Terry McLaurin is asking for a four-year extension at around $34-ish million, somewhere in between. Somewhere in between 33 and 35. The Commanders are probably offering, trying to get a three-year extension, offering perhaps 29 or 30. And that could be the difference. And that could be a sizable enough difference where Terry's frustrated. Where Terry says, no, man, screw this. Like, I've been a team guy. I've played with horse crap quarterbacks. You see what I can do in the regular season and the postseason when I have a real one. You saw what I could do in the red zone. Every question about me was erased. Pay me. Here we go. 22 minutes after the hour, your calls, your reaction coming up next, I promise. We'll get to Mark, Jason, Zach, and you. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Daniels, quick throw, far side, get it out there to McLaurin. Breaks through, Terry McLaurin,
foot race. McLaurin is going to win. Touchdown, Washington.
That is Kevin Burkhart. That was the Detroit touchdown, correct?
Yeah, that was the screen catch.
On the bubble screen to the left, and great blocking by De'Ami Brown and, I believe, Olamide Zaccheaus.
You're like the LeBron James of highlights. You know how, like, LeBron can, like, recall the last 2 minutes of anything? That's like you.
I don't know about that.
For like,
I mean, sometimes it's just a strong hunch and a guess and remembering who was on the call and whatever and whose voice that is. But that was a great play.
Yeah, it was.
What was that, 58 yards?
I don't have it here, but yes, okay. I think it was around that. It was around midfield, I can tell you that.
Double check on that. That was, 58 yards. How about that? How about them apples?
LeBron who?
How about them apples? All right, we'll get to the calls in a sec. I'm going to start weaving in comparisons and whatnot to DK Metcalf and others as best we can without just throwing a bunch of reckless numbers at you. Here's the thing I think we can all agree on, and I think everyone in the NFL would agree on. Terry McLaurin deserves to get paid. He's everything you could ask for, and he had a monster season. The question is how much and at what term? It is not a, hey, you know, he's a seedy character. He's a bad guy. He's always injured. None of that. There is no question. There is zero question that Terry McLaurin deserves a contract extension and deserves to get paid. The question is how much and what term? 301-230-0980. Let's get out to you on the phones, and let's get our guy Jason in Laurel. First time we've heard from Jason in a while. How are you, Jace? What's going on?
Chris, love the show. You've been a burner off, been a burner the last couple of days.
Thank you, pal.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Good to hear from you.
I'm going to set your airwaves here on fire because I have, very much like you, a different take on this. I do think it's a nothing burger, but please let me explain. I love Terry. I got three Terry jerseys. I think Terry has outplayed his draft position. He's never hurt. I bet if he met your son, he'd be great. I bet if he met my daughter, I'd be like, wow, he's an awesome human being. I think he is an awesome human being. But he's not an elite receiver. He's just not. He's not the fastest guy. I don't think, although he's great on 50-50 balls, he catches with his arms and his body, not his hands. He's not the greatest route runner. He has been healthy. And he's had just terrible quarterbacks. And yes, with last year, he had his best season since his rookie, probably because of Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. But he is not an elite receiver. Paying this guy $30-plus million a year makes no sense to me. You know, Rooster, you know I'm in the car business. Occasionally, I got to tell a customer and a salesperson, hey, I'm not chasing bad business decisions. Just because somebody else wants to do something doesn't mean we should. And I'm not saying they should trade him, but maybe he's a ploy to get more draft capital because we only got 5 picks next year. I like Terry. He is a good player, but he's not elite. And I think this fan base needs to take a hard look at that. By the way, Kwame Brown never did anything here until last year. Why did he have such a good year last year? Maybe it was because of Cliff and JD5, not necessarily Kwame Brown. I bet he doesn't do that much in Jacksonville. You know, he's a good quarter. He's a good receiver, but he's not elite. And I think paying him $35 million a year is crazy. And I also agree with you. I think this is more about term. I think he wants 4 or 5 years. And I get it. He's a good citizen. But we can't pay him that kind of money that long. We're going to have to pay for Jaden here soon. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I think everything you said is more than fair. I don't think anybody views Terry as an elite receiver. The problem is the market often determines what you get paid, not what your true talent or true ability is. That makes sense, right? So, like, for instance, you use the car sale analogy, right? If you have... let me see. Let me use it with houses, okay? You might have one house that goes for $750, a house, two houses down that goes for $760, right? A couple of months later. So a small increase. And a house in the middle that says, hey, you know what? That house sold for $750. That whole house sold for $760. I want $775. But they don't have the same exact house. That house to the left and house to the right sold for. But he says, well, wait a second. Okay. You know, so this is the problem. I guarantee you the agent is saying, oh, wait a second. You can't tell me he's not as good as Justin Jefferson. The numbers show he's as good as Justin Jefferson. Look at these numbers from last year. 13 regular season touchdowns, 3 postseason touchdowns, this, that, the other thing. I don't care if he's a natural hands catcher or not. That's what the agent is saying. The team, Adam Peters, Lance Newmark, the financial people, are probably saying, look, we all understand how great of a season he had, how good of a commander he is, how great of a leader he is, all of that. We're willing to pay him. But we can't pay him the same money Justin Jefferson gets. We can't pay him the same money even DK Metcalf gets, even though they've got some similarities in terms of numbers. Why? Well, this is the reason why. And then that's part of the negotiation. So I don't think you're wrong on anything you said, Jason. I just wonder how much the market is going to win out as opposed to the reality.
No, I hear you. Just one more point, if I may. You know, everybody just really accepts that we have a really great coaching staff. And I think, I think we have the best total coaching staff in the league. I really do that. I don't think we have the best head coach. But from A to Z, I think we've got the best staff in the league. Everybody just laments that Clinton Sperry can design an offense and call plays. Show me games last year where they made it a point to give him the ball. There were games where he had one or two catches. There were halves where he didn't even have a throw at him. It was never a priority to get this guy a ball. Cliff Kingsbury sees this guy in practice every day, and we all love him, and I love him to death, but he has never been a focal point of this offense, and I think there's a reason for that. But I love the guy. Like I said, I have 3 of his jerseys. I hope he gets paid, but I don't want to overpay for him. And I'm sure I'll get lambasted after this.
No, I mean, I think it's a reasonable opinion. Thank you, Jason. As always, appreciate it. It's a good call. I think it's a more than reasonable opinion. Now, I would say this. In the playoff games, he was targeted 10 times, 6 times, and 7 times. 23 targets over 3 games. That's what? Just shy of 8 targets a game. That's fair. As the season went along, after a rough start in terms of targets and early and all that stuff and the right versus the left. 12 targets in the final regular season game against Dallas and the touchdown at the end. 7 against Atlanta. No scores. Only 1 catch. 5 yards. That's notable because he went against a really good corner in A.J. Terrell. 6 targets, 5 catches, and a touchdown against Philadelphia. That's good. Even though that number 6 is a little bit low, 10 against New Orleans with the 2 scores. And remember the crazy Jaden play and Terry screeching across the middle and Jaden flushing to his left under pressure. And he hops around and he fires an absolute seed. That was in New Orleans. 8 against Tennessee, 8 targets, 8 catches. 6 in the regular season of the game against Dallas. AMAC played the touchdown for you, 86 yards. So the numbers are all 2 in the first Philadelphia game on Thursday night. I guarantee you the Commanders are probably looking at some of those numbers along with some of the things Jason said and saying, yeah, we want to pay you. We want to take care of you, but we need a little help. We need a little give back. We need you at 31, not 33 or 34. We need you at 3, not 4. Again, that's all part of negotiating. That's not the commander saying, you suck, we don't want to pay you, we don't value you. That's just a difference of opinion and a difference of maybe reality. 301-230-0980, more of your calls coming straight up. Don't you dare go anywhere. First, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so while we await word on Terry McLaurin's contract extension based on the report, and it wasn't a favorable report by Jordan Schultz of Fox Sports, we also have this, more NFL news. Anthony Richardson has often been injured and has been disappointing even when he's played, is now sidelined with a shoulder injury and apparently not going to participate in any of the rest of the offseason, including next week's three-day mandatory minicamp for the Indianapolis Colts. Shane Steichen was non-committal to media when asked if he would be ready for training camp. Richardson, again, has missed a bunch of time. They did sign Daniel Jones in the offseason, and it looks more and more, at least early on here, like Jones, the former Giant and Viking quarterback, could be the starting quarterback in week one. Meanwhile, Derek Carr, who recently retired, said it was the right thing for him and the Saints to choose retirement, saying he couldn't really just take their money and sit there. He goes, it sounds crazy, but just to take the Saints' money if he had the surgery, and obviously he chose to retire. From the NBA, game one of the NBA Finals is tonight. Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder at 8:30 Eastern time from OKC. Rick Pitino, the head coach of the St. John's Red Storm and the former head coach of the Boston Celtics and once the New York Knicks as well early in his career, said, quote, absolutely not when asked about potential rumors of him replacing Tom Thibodeau. And Marco Sturm is the new head coach of the Boston Bruins as he replaces the Bruins' former head coach, Jim Montgomery, who was fired early in the year. He is the 30th head coach in Bruins history. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's second and goal. End zone shot for the lead. It's McLaurin. He's got it. Washington is in.
All right, once again, Fox on the call. Terry McLaurin ending the regular season with a back shoulder fade touchdown from Marcus Mariota. What?
Oh, it's just the fact that you can recall that. That's impressive. It's impressive.
I mean, who do you think you're working with over here? Mr. 9 to 5 Ham and Eggs?
It's like you know who Steph Curry is, but then it doesn't mean you're not going to get excited when you see him do that step back three. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You still get excited seeing it.
Yeah.
But you know he can do it.
I mean, I appreciate that you are amazed at my encyclopedic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate that you haven't told me I'm hot today.
I did.
You said Mike is hot, I think you said.
Yeah.
One time at the start of the show.
I got you.
I need you to tell me I'm hot.
Got you.
Okay?
Yeah.
AMAC, who does a great job producing this show. Now, unfortunately, we can only get him to work 4 days a week.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, we're going to have to see if maybe AMAC is looking for the kind of contract extension that Terry McLaurin is looking for. What would you say, about $33 million per year? Would that do it?
Oh, my gosh. That was so much more than doing the things I would do for $30 million a year.
Let's go back to the phones. Before we get to Zach in Richmond, we say hello to our pal Mark in Springfield. What's up, Mark?
Good afternoon, Rooster.
Mark, what's going on, pal?
The hardest working man. Sports Talk Radio.
I appreciate you.
Hey, I think they're going to get it done. I'm not worried. I think basically they need something around $33 million. I think having a kick in this year and just extending it another 3 years, that would get him almost to age 35. And if he's still playing, they could probably work out something else. But I think you're doing him a disservice to get anything less. I mean, as I recall, he did kind of give a hometown discount the last time he signed for 3 years and with the money he got. So I don't have a problem with it. I think he's worth it. And let's face it, we're not going to be relying on a running game this year, if at all. So I think you need McLaurin. I don't know who you'd get or put in that, you know, would make as good a receiver for Jaden as Terry would. So I think they're going to get it done. It'll be 4 years, and it'll be structured one way or the other. So he averages about $33 million.
Well, real quickly, when you said the 4 years, you mean 4 years total, right? Not a four-year extension, correct?
4 years total.
Right, okay,
you include the current year.
Right, gotcha.
Or 3 years after
that. Gotcha. Yeah, and just so you know, like the contract extension that, or the contract that he's on right now, his 2024 money was... the cap numbers, or the 2023 money was 11.025 million. The 2024 money was 24.1. The 2025 was 25.5. So that was the extension that he is under right now. In terms of base salaries and all that stuff, I don't remember how it compared to the rest of the market, but it was certainly not top of the market money. I think it was. If I remember correctly, it placed him right around 9 or 10 in terms of average per year. But remember, Terry, when getting that extension, Terry was – look, a lot of this we know. I mean, if we're being honest, right, and everybody's been kind of honest all along here, a lot of this we know Terry was handcuffed by the lack of quarterback ability and the let's just say – porous offensive coordinators. So now he got both at a high level last year and put up enormous production. So my question becomes is how much does one great year, tremendous year, outweigh the age, outweigh previous production, outweigh, quite honestly, that he's not a cyborg? And that's where the divide probably is, quite honestly.
Well, I agree with you. And if you had a history of injury, I might be more worried about the age factor. But he seems to be doing pretty well. And even at the age of 30, put up a record year. And most of the time when you're in a contract year, that's what you get paid for. And he's done really well before that. So, again, I think that he's basically worth the money and worth the structure.
All right, there you go. Good to hear from you. Thank you, Mark, as always. Have a great weekend, my friend. In case we don't touch base, always good to hear from you, and thank you for the kind words. Let's get to Zach in Richmond on the Team 980. Hey, Zach, how are you? Good afternoon.
I'm doing good, Chris. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Yep. So Terry McLaurin deserves $32.5 million for a three-year extension, with this year included. The reason why, it's three reasons why, Chris. He's all pro. Second team all pro. All right. He's the first Redskins Commanders wide receiver that's been all pro in the past 10 to 15 years. All right. If you're all pro, that means you're a top 6 to 7 wide receiver in the league, period. All right. Number two, if you look at Terry McLaurin's past quarterbacks, he came in the league in 2019. All right. He had Case Keenum, Alex Smith, Taylor Heineke, Sam Howell, and he's averaged 1,000 yards every season. Last year, he was second in the league with touchdowns. And one stat that people don't talk about, Chris, Terry McLaurin has had one fumble in 6 years in the NFL.
It's a good nugget. It's a good nugget.
If you're talking about, well, DK Metcalf is getting $32 million, well, Terry McLaurin has been way more impactful for the Commanders / Redskins than DK Metcalf has been for the Seattle Seahawks.
So I'm going to do a side-by-side breakdown of DK Metcalf, but I was talking to my guy Derek Forrest at DC News Now before the show. We do a TV hit. Everybody can see it tonight at 11 o'clock on DC Game Night. This was not part of the interview, but we were talking about DK Metcalf, and I said that Terry is probably going to be looking for a little bit more than DK Metcalf. They were drafted the same year. They played the same amount of games. I think DK has more touchdowns. I'm trying to remember our conversation. I think Terry has more yards and DK has more touchdowns, but they're, you know, basically in the same ballpark of each other.
But
and
DK
again, they play the Go ahead.
DK was playing with Russell Wilson.
Right, right. Well, not well, he hadn't played with Russell Wilson in a couple of years. It's been 3 years.
Three years.
No. No, because Russ played 2 years in Denver and one in Pittsburgh already.
So three. So what I'm saying is he's been in the league 6 years. Three of those years he played with Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you meant yes. I'm sorry. Correct. Yes. Absolutely.
So, but last point, Chris, because I know you got to get the other calls. If we don't pay Terry, we don't have a second round pick next year. We only got a first,
right.
And people are calling, talking about giving those picks for Trey Hendrickson.
Right.
So when do we replenish picking a wide receiver for our team when a wide receiver is really probably our fifth need for our team? We need another defensive end. We need to make sure that we got a good cornerback if Marshon Lattimore doesn't pan through. We need a good running back if Austin Eckler and B-Rob are going after this year. So when are we going to really be able to go after a top-notch wide receiver in the draft, because everybody knows you don't really get the opportunity to get an elite wide receiver in free agency. Look at what happened to T. Higgins.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was waiting for him,
mm-hmm.
but the Bengals were like, we're not letting him go. So I don't understand why we shouldn't pay Terry, when literally if we don't pay Terry, what do we have?
It's a great question. It's a great call. Thank you, Zach. I appreciate it. That's a great call. No doubt. They're going to pay Terry. It's just a matter of how much and when. Like, they would be stupid not to pay Terry. They're not stupid. Trust me. I know those people. The previous regimes, they're not stupid. It's just a matter of how much and the structure. This will get done. It might take longer. It might be more acrimonious than you would like, but this will get done. The question is what's the structure? What's the overall image? And that's where we're at. So this isn't a matter of, in my opinion, and I don't think in any reasonable opinion right now, this isn't a matter of, hey, Terry might not get an extension. Terry might get traded. I don't think that's the situation here. I would be stunned if they traded Terry. Stunned. And I would be very disappointed on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
The quarterback
Half a minute, no timeouts. Daniels throws down the sideline for Terry McLaurin. McLaurin is loose. Lightning strikes twice in Washington.
That's a great call, right? There goes AMAC again. There goes AMAC again. You think you can handle a final hour today, or do you have to take your playbook and go home?
No, I'm always ready, baby.
How do you feel as a Giants fan about the Commanders paying Terry McLaurin? Do you want them to pay him? Do you think they should not pay him?
I feel like I don't have like an opinion as a Giants fan. I think as a football fan, I think it's just interesting how much, especially in the NFL, how much contract talks have to do with everything.
Yeah.
'Cause like, I think to your point, it's like players are kind of always getting overpaid in a sense because it's always the latest person gets paid the most. Like when the quarterback situation was going on, like we see Jordan Love, we see Jalen Hurts, we see all these people get paid more than Patrick Mahomes, but they're not really better than Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. So it's the latest always kind of pushes the market. And with this Terry situation, I don't think anyone thinks he's going to get paid more than Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson, but it will be interesting to see where he lands on that spectrum and then how close he gets to those numbers.
Let me give you one. I think that's very well said. And again, it is not like Jason and Laura brought up some great points. Hey, man, he's not this. He's not that. He's hands. All this stuff. Great points. And that's probably how Adam Peters and Lance Newmark have to look at it. Or Sousa or whatever the hell his name is. Sousa, whatever his name is. In the front office with the analytics and the salary crunch and all that. But like if you look at the market, right? And Terry's agent knows that DK Metcalf got traded and got a hair shy of $33 million with $80 million guaranteed. Even though he's younger than Terry, his agent has to say, wait a second. My guy is at least as productive, and last year, much more productive. I'll give you the numbers between the two next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.